When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Nation podcast. My name is Castanova. I'll be your host, and I'm excited to be bringing to you entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and trailblazers from around the world. Stay locked in with us because we're about to go on a journey that will change your life.
Dream builders, come out and play. No, what's up, my people? Yo, I've always wanted to do that. I wanted to start it off a different way. And today was that day. I was like, we're just going to start this out a little bit differently. But welcome back to another episode of Freestyle Friday. I'm excited today to be bringing to you guys another action-packed Friday and teaching you guys some things that I've learned about, you know, how to be a more tactical and successful business man or woman. And so these are all things that I've learned along my journey, and I think that these would be super helpful for anybody who's just getting started in business or someone who's maybe newer in business and hasn't run into these challenges yet. I've been an entrepreneur, right, without an actual W-2 job for, it's been a long time, almost 10 years. I haven't had someone pay me a consistent paycheck. So it's something that I'm definitely proud of, but at the same time, it's something that it takes a lot of mental strength, right? It takes a lot of knowledge. It takes a lot of relationships to be able to figure out what you don't know, to be able to help yourself to prepare for all of the hard times. And there is a lot of hard times that come with it. So we're going to jump into this. As I told you all, it's just things that I wish that I would have known. And how do I start to bring you guys into my own world? And I appreciate everyone who's reached out to me about the Roland episode. It was super fire. Obviously, it was two dads talking about how they plan to change the world through their child's lives. And so I'm very, very fortunate to have done that episode and for all of you all who listened, and I appreciate you. So let's hop right into this episode and talk about the three biggest mistakes that I think that I've made in business thus far. So number one, I tried to do everything myself. Now, for anybody who knows me, they know that one of the things that I pride myself on is me being able to adapt to any situation. I've always been somebody that's been curious, no matter what it was, whether it was computers and technology, whether it was marketing, whether it was real estate, whether it was financial literacy. I've always been somebody who I've been curious. I've always wanted to try my hand at something. So there was nothing I felt like I couldn't do. And a lot of that came from impatience, if I'm honest. So for me, if somebody would tell me, hey, the scope on this work was going to take me 2 weeks, in my mind, I instantly am like, what, 2 weeks? Like, that's because you got a whole bunch of other things going on, which rightfully so, right? Everybody has a different life and everybody has, you know, other businesses. But for me, I would be like, nah, like, I think I can get this thing done in like 5 days. And so that really was what started it, is I was very impatient. But I can think of two times where I really started to do all of these things myself, and it kind of burned me on the backside. So one of which was real estate. So for anybody who knows me, I got my real estate license at the end of 2014. And so now I've come up on having my real estate license for 10 years. But when I first got into the business, I didn't learn until a year and a half in the great quote that if you do not have an assistant, guess what? You are the assistant, right? So in the beginning, I was doing everything myself. I was doing my own marketing. I was doing my own paperwork, which is crazy. I was doing my own prospecting. I was doing my own bookkeeping. All of these things, I was doing everything myself. And so on top of always having a prospect, when you got to do the paperwork, which is probably the least favorite part of any realtor that you ask. Like, everybody wants to have the relationships with buyers or sellers, but nobody wants to do all of the paperwork that comes. And trust me when I tell you, there is a lot of paperwork. Real estate just started to become a digital industry, and it's in many ways still not, but it just started to become a digital industry really in the last 5 to 7 years, like many other industries, right? But so for me, I was doing everything myself. And I'll be honest as well, on the back end, that quickly learned to me burning out because I was hustling. I mean, think about it. The average real estate agent, they do, it said, 1 to 2 deals a year, no matter how long that they've been in the business. Most real estate agents, and especially right now, you can see a lot of real estate agents are getting out of the market because it's very tough. Interest rates are going up. Buyers are staying put because they don't want a higher interest rate. Sellers are staying put because they have less than 4% on their current home. So it's caused a lot of friction for real estate agents. And so for me, I did 46 deals in my very first year. That's a lot of conversations, transactions, and paperwork. So that wound up causing me on the back end for selling real estate. It did cause me a lot of frustration and burnout. And so that's one of the things that I want to tell you guys is right now, especially with the digital economy that we live in, going to a site like Upwork.com, UPWORK, and I'm not an affiliate of Upwork. I should be, but I'm not. But Upwork, onlinejobs.ph, again, not an affiliate of those, but those are two sites that I've definitely used to be able to find virtual assistants, people who could help me. And so for you all, I want to make sure that you are utilizing that, because if you do not, you're trying to do everything yourself. What you'll find is that you're going to burn out. A great book on this is by Dan Sullivan, and it's called Who, Not How. And I think I always have to refer back to this myself, but always trying to figure out who can I hire to help me get this task done rather than how can I do all of this myself. And so I wanted to tell you guys that because I had a conversation with a good buddy probably a week, maybe two ago. And I was talking about, you know, how I've been so focused on trying to get my team to do more of the things on my plate. And it's been a little bit of a challenge because I have always had to do it myself. And when I ask them things, if they're like, yeah, but it's going to take time, or I don't know how to do that, I have such a figure it out mentality. But I have to even tell myself, again, if you give them the fish, you're not teaching them how to fish. You have to.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To teach them how to use their creative brain. And so that's a big, big deal. And so just remember, when you're first starting out, especially in business, don't try to do everything yourself. So number two, being slow to fire. And this is something that I'm very guilty on as well. For me, I have always been somebody who gives the benefit of the doubt at all times. So what I mean by that is I'm always so optimistic with everything that I do in life that even if I hire someone, as long as I built a relationship, I understand their why and I feel like they're for me, it takes me a long time before I just ride you off. In the world of business, though, being honest, you got to understand that money, while money isn't everything, when you're investing into someone, you have to have KPIs or you got to have points to decide, is this person getting it or are they not? And if you have those things up front that says, hey, you know, we're going to go at this for 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, and figure out if they can run as fast as you are, then you know that it's been set up front. Hey, I need you to accomplish this, this, and this. I understand if you don't know SEO right away. I understand if you don't know how to do social media right away or how to automate this right away. But within 2 weeks, if you're studying this every day, I would expect that you have a foundation. And if they don't, then you have to assess that and say, hey, here's what we talked about. For me to be able to get to my goal of this amount of revenue or this amount of leads within the next 90 days, that means I got to be on track. And if you can't do this, then we're not going to be on track. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go from this position. I'll be honest and say I never did that. There's many a times that I didn't do that. And so that has cost me, I would honestly say at least $30,000, $30,000, $40,000 for sure, because I have been quick to hire, because I love to be able to bring someone else in, but I've been slow to fire because I always had some idea or I'm always learning something new that I've tried to move that person around to a different position. And it's just always been like I've tried to put circles into squares. It just doesn't fit, right? So be thinking about that. But also I would say, if you need something, remember it. I would say be slow to hire, quick to fire, which means you do all of your due diligence on the front end to make sure that their values match up with your values, but then also be quick to fire, because you, if someone's not going to run as fast as you, you can find somewhere else to put them, but also understand that if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And that doesn't mean that it's forever, but in this season of what you need, it just doesn't work. And you got to be okay with that if you're going to run a successful business. Now, last but not least, is number three. And I think that this is very timely, but it's also very essential. And that's, I didn't invest enough into myself when it comes to mental health early on in my career. And I still don't know that I invest enough into myself. I don't know that very many people do. And so what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, for many of us, we should be going to some form of therapy on a weekly basis at the very minimum. If you are someone who is highly successful, you're highly determined, you know that it's going to be a lot of bad days. And so if you feel like that there's many bad days piling up on you, the best way that we can release on any of that is through communication. We have to be able to communicate with someone. I'll be honest and say, for me, I don't have enough people in my circle that I feel like I could communicate with. But the people who I do have, I'm very blessed to have them, leading with my wife. But I'm very blessed to have them because it allows me to just be able to express how I'm feeling at that moment, even if that just means that I walk out of my office, I vent a little bit, and I go back in. And so I think that if the more we can figure out how exactly are we going to get through those bad days, rather than just holding it in, bottling it in, and then at the end of the day, it feels like it was so much built up that you just quit or you burn out. And I don't think that enough people talk about the mental health aspect of it. So if I could tell someone anything, I would say, make sure that you invest into yourself, whether that means you're doing telehealth, whether that means you invest into an entrepreneurship group that you could just call up an accountability partner, whether that means that you have a therapist that you go to for family reasons or something else, but you also say, hey, because you know me and you know my family, I want to talk to you about some of my business, you know, challenges that I'm running into. Whatever that might be, I think that we have to do a better job of investing into our mental health and being able to communicate where we are, because otherwise it just leads to burnout. And burnout will lead to less productivity, but at the same time, it will also lead to a lot of negative thoughts that will be brought outside of the workplace, where those are supposed to stay in the workplace as much as possible. So those are the top three mistakes that I could think about that I've made in business, and ones that I'm always working on. How do I iterate and how do I optimize for my life, not only in business, but my personal life, me as a husband, me as a father, everything, me as a friend. So that's what I want to leave you all with on this Friday. Let me know. Shoot me a DM, shoot me a message, LinkedIn, Instagram, doesn't matter. I have been trying to get more into my X bag, Twitter bag. Loving it. I got a community over there that I'm involved in as well. But let me know if these are any things that you all are currently trying to optimize for your life. Maybe we can become accountability partners with each other. So I appreciate you all watching. Remember, dream builders, in the dream we trust, but you got to take action on something. And these are three things that we can take action on today to be able to better our business tomorrow. So in the dream we trust, but without action, we all know it'll only merely be a fantasy. We'll catch you next Friday for the next one. And the last thing I'll ask you is, if you've gotten any value out of this, do me a favor. Head on over to iTunes, head on over to Spotify, wherever you can leave us a review. And let me know how you feel about these episodes. I appreciate you all. Have a blessed one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.